Lakeland. After a recent effort to understand the level of mental health of Northern Lights Public Schools, NLPS, students, division officials found a high number of issues affecting students' opportunities to learn and participate due to mental health issues, said Jimmy Lou Irvine, the Associate Superintendent of Student Services and Indigenous Relations at NLPS. Recently, more than 70% of students across the 26 schools in the region participated in classroom surveys directed by the division about their engagement level, willingness to seek support at school and if they have the tools to not only cope with stress but if they feel confident attending, Irvine explained. The surveys were intentionally given to only students. Parents and guardians responded to a follow-up survey after the classroom one. The results of the in-class teacher-administered surveys showed that kindergarten to grade 2 students felt supported by school staff, and were confident in themselves and their studies. Major concerns, however, were found with students from grades 3 to 12. Nearly every day, almost 20% of our grade 3 to 12 kids said that they feel nervous, anxious or on edge. Almost 1 in 5 of our kids are reporting this type of feeling, she said. When we are talking about students that are younger than 18 on a nearly everyday basis being annoyed, or irritable, that's very telling. Additionally, the recent survey showed division officials that 1 in 4 students admitted to needing help regulating their emotions while 30% of students felt uncomfortable talking with school support staff, she said. Throughout the division schools, often there is access to advocacy counselors to support students who need mental and social support, as well as certified teaching staff members who have the skills to support students. However, considering that more than one-third of students felt discouraged to utilize school support services, it's an issue, Irvine said. This is a huge area of concern for us. This is non-school work type of problems, she said. At home, 64% of students said they had an adult who they could confide in, and 87% noted that an adult made them feel safe at home, said Irvine. Kudos to the families that are supporting the kids in our schools, she said. We know that kids need a network of support and we are very fortunate to hear these kinds of responses. More than one-third don't fit. While it is good news that the home environment offered stability, the report highlighted significant areas in the school environments for grade 3 to 12 students that need attention. Hugely telling when we're seeing almost one-third of our students that are questioning whether they belong in their school community, Irvine says, explaining that students in the higher grades expressed a higher rate of discomfort, with 50% of the grade 7 to 12 students reporting that they felt out of place. That is a very big concern, school officials said. If they're not engaged at school, they're going to find something else to engage in at some point, Irvine explained. Parents weigh in following the survey. The division engaged with parents separately to find more answers, she said. We thought it was really important that our students answer first. So, there wasn't a lot of maybe suppertime conversation, before, she explained. More than 430 parents took part in the online engagement session. That's about 12.8% of our students' parents that were represented in that feedback, so it's important to have the context when we are looking at some of this information. Feedback from the parents and guardians highlighted a belief that there is a lack of opportunity at the schools for their kids to learn about mental health issues, she said. They're concerned that their child doesn't have enough opportunities to learn about mental health, which has become an increasing need since the pandemic has contributed to mental health issues, said Irvine. They're not sure that they're taught the knowledge and skills necessary to maintain their mental health and have access to the resources to assist them. Accessing outside services largely due to the unique challenges of the last 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, more than 60% of parent respondents are attempting to seek clinical support outside of school services to support their children. The adult engagement showed that 64% of responding families are actively trying to access a therapist, 52% are seeking a psychologist and 32% a psychiatrist for their children, said Irvine. Those numbers really astounded me. A high volume of people looking for that level of support in our communities is not only shocking but considering that while it can be difficult to find a psychologist in the region with an available schedule, it creates another large problem, said Irvine. When you're looking for a psychiatrist or psychologist in this region, you're actually told that the way to access one of those individuals is to potentially go as far as Grand Prairie at times. That's just insurmountable barriers for our families, which Irvine says over 50% of parents are aware of the limited level of local services across the Lakeland region among the waiting lists and financial pressure with paying for clinical support. Unacceptable, says the trustee. While the division works on more learning opportunities for parents to engage and contribute to solutions, the current feedback is highlighting major issues that need to be addressed, said former NLPS administrator and current board trustee Blair Norton. This is unacceptable in this province, he said, blasting the government for funding shortfalls and general ignorance of rural schooling challenges. We're here trying to fight for the best of our kids and our resources are being pulled away from us, damn it. It's time that the government wakes up and sees what's happening to our kids in the schools, because this is going to have long-term effects in the future. Pathways to solutions. Any gaps in mental health provisions is a huge priority that ultimately affects the engagement levels of the students, said NLPS Superintendent Rick Cusson. The mental health of our students will have a direct impact on our academic results. Full stop, he said, adding that just over $2 million of the division's current budget is allocated to mental health programs, and staff have diligently worked in the programs, but it's clear that more needs to be done. This has been a priority for our kids and our staff for a long time. The issue needs continuing and increasing support from government funding, the community and investment by more than just school services, he said, urging staff, industry and agencies to continue to see the complex issues of mental well-being from the perspective of students and their families. I want you to think about this from the perspective of a family that is in need and in a crisis. That's a lot of moving pieces, he said. We have to start thinking about things differently, about how we can partner with other ministries and other community agencies to support the needs of our communities, he said. Like the school board trustees, the superintendent says provincial responsibility is lacking. There is no doubt in my mind that provincially there are not enough resources being provided to this topic, he said. Awareness. While division officials continue working on engagement, awareness and information sessions with parents on the issue, Irvine says the division staff will continue utilizing all the data available to inform the board about the situation. NLPS Board Chair Karen Packard said the issue is a priority and she pledged to keep parents and stakeholders aware of each step going forward. This is a huge problem and we've got work to do, I think as a board, to try and make it clear just how big of a problem this is for our students and our families, said Packard.